In Northwest News on KNKX, students at colleges and universities across Washington are heading back to school. In addition to new students, the University of Puget Sound in Tacoma has a new president. Isaiah Crawford took 88.5's Ed Ronco for a walk around campus.
It is freshman move-in day at the University of Puget Sound.
Dr. Crawford in the house?
He is! Hey, you guys!
And today especially, it's difficult for this psychology professor turned university president to get very far on campus without stopping to talk to a new student or a family.
So you know what you're going to study yet?
I'm pretty set on psychology.
Yeah. You're just saying that, aren't you?
Isaiah Crawford has been president at UPS since July 1st.
How long did it take you to learn your way around?
I am still learning my way around. Let's put it this way. I'm not getting as lost as often.
Yeah.
This campus looks like many do. Big green lawns, old, tall, shady trees. Parents are staring at maps while students carry pillows and duffel bags into dorms.
Do you remember your first day of college?
Oh, yes. Of course.
What happened?
I arrived to campus feeling excited and anxious about what the future had in store. I felt that I was prepared, but you know, you're just not sure. But it all worked out.
Yeah.
You know, it all worked out.
What year was your freshman year of college?
1982.
82, okay. A different atmosphere then.
Yes.
What's similar? What's the same?
Oh, the exuberance, the excitement, that is consistent.
That's an exciting day for certainly the freshman, but also for, forgive the term, a freshman president?
Absolutely. I'm embracing that term. I am a newbie just like the rest of them, so I've been sharing with them that we're starting our Puget Sound adventures together.
Crawford grew up in St. Louis in a household of books with parents who were adamant that he would finish college, something they never did. He brings a long career in academia to the job at UPS, including 8 years as provost of Seattle University. But he also brings a personal background that the University of Puget Sound has never had in a president.
You are the first African-American president of this university. You're gay as well. Does that inform your role as both of those identities, having both of those identities?
Yeah, I think the intersectionalities that I bring to this as an individual are different than my predecessors, but it allows me to be able to have a lens through which I experience life and understand how things are presented and done, allows me to be able to help us be able to be more responsive as we can be to the various needs of this full community. You know, I'm the president of everyone.
There were demonstrations on this campus last autumn, I believe, looking for more representation, more diversity in the faculty and the staff and the curriculum and the administration. You're new here. What's your sense of the climate as you enter your first year?
Well, I think the college has continued to make great strides and to be very responsive to those requests and some of the concerns that were voiced last year. I'm happy to share with you that our incoming freshman class that we're experiencing today, about a quarter of those students are minoritized students, which is an increase that we've seen over the past year.
The call for more diversity on campus is part of a larger question that colleges and universities are grappling with across the country. Essentially, what is a college campus? What's it for? Education, certainly, but also...
We're in the development business, not just the education business, but we're also in the social development, the interpersonal development business. And with all the disruption that is around, that's a component that I think with the type of education that we offer is one that will stand the test of time.
That personal development includes exposure to a lot of viewpoints, including some challenging ones, and that has been really difficult for many colleges. There have been high-profile instances elsewhere of universities banning or canceling certain controversial speakers. There are trigger warnings and safe spaces and a lot of fraught questions about race and gender and politics. Difficult conversations on college campuses are unlikely to stop, especially during such a polarizing election year. And President Crawford says institutions like his have an important role in times like these.
All colleges and universities are places for that type of dialogue about issues of the day, thoughtful, civil reflection, conversation, discussion about issues that matter. But we also look to do that in a way that allows people's voices to be heard and understood in clear and unfettered ways.
Crawford says that, in particular, is a delicate job, and that his background, both professionally and demographically, helps him approach the conversations in ways that help everyone be heard.
At the end of the day, if I can look back and see that I was able to be of assistance to someone, particularly a student that day, it has been a good day. I'm a psychologist, you know, so that kind of runs very consistent with that. But if I can look back and reflect on the day that I was able to help someone, that's a good day.
President Isaiah Crawford at University of Puget Sound, thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you for letting me be with you today.
What's next on your calendar today?
Saying
hi to this new parent.
Saying hi to this new parent. Hi.
Hi, my name is...
And just like that, Isaiah Crawford is back at work, meeting the community he now leads, and getting ready for the school year ahead. Ed Ronco, 88.5 News.